Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
I think most people would be surprised to learn that there is a passage in the Bible instructing us on how to handle seating in the church. I mean, what is it about where certain people are seated that was so important that the Holy Spirit devoted a whole section of His holy word to the matter? And what are the implications for you today? James 2, verse 1 says, "My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, 'Here's a good seat for you,' but say to the poor man, 'You stand there,' or 'Sit on the floor by my feet,' have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?"
When you see someone who's rich in this world, don't envy them. Feel sorry for them, because their riches are so small. When you hear about somebody winning the lottery, just think, "Well, I won the lottery too. The only difference is the jackpot I got is so much bigger than the one he got, poor guy. I mean, he only gets it temporarily, and then he loses it all. I get mine forever." That's the inheritance for everyone who has true faith. And look at how he describes everyone who has true faith at the end of verse 5. "Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom that he promised to whom? To those who love him." The only people who ever receive the kingdom of God are people who love God. No one ever goes to heaven unless they love God. And James is telling us something interesting here in the way that he's structuring this sentence. Because first he describes these people who inherit the kingdom as rich in faith. And then at the end of the verse he describes them as those who love God. And so what he's showing us is that the group of people who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ are the exact same group who love God. There's no such thing as a person who has faith but who does not love God. And there's no such thing as a person who loves God who does not have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The same group. You know you have true saving faith when you love the Lord Jesus Christ more than you love this world. Loving Him means you desire His favor, you desire His presence more than you desire anything in this world. That's what loving Him means. You enjoy the experience of His presence more than you enjoy anything in this world. You delight in pleasing Him more than you delight in anything in this world. And so you run harder after Him than you run after anything in this world. That's what loving Him means. All right, so what's the bottom line in this passage? I find it fascinating that this passage is all about seating in the church. He doesn't say anything. He's talking about the poor, and he doesn't say anything about feeding them. I mean, he's talking about someone who's desperately a beggar who can't even survive. And he doesn't say anything about giving him any food or helping him out financially or protecting him from injustice or any of that. Now, other passages do, for sure. Other passages of Scripture talk about that, and we should most certainly be doing those things for the poor, but that's not what James is talking about here. He says nothing here about financial assistance. He doesn't say anything about a benevolence thing or a food pantry or any of that. What is it in this passage that we give the poor man? What do we give him? A seat. A seat. Now, we'll get around to helping him financially as well, but when they first walk in, the first thing we give him is a seat. And in the context, what is that talking about? It's talking about honor and respect and welcoming love. That's what it's talking about. That's what the seat it represents. I mean, look at verse 6. "You have insulted the poor." That word insult means to dishonor. You've dishonored him by the way you've seated him. You're treating him as unworthy of you. You know, I'm up here, you're down there, so you can sit at my feet. And that, to have that attitude towards any human being is sin. Proverbs 14:21, "He who insults his neighbor sins." So we're not permitted to do that to anybody who visits the church. Instead, we're to do the exact opposite of dishonoring them, which is what? Honoring them. That's the bottom line. Accept them. Treat them as valuable. Show them honor. Give them a seat. Give them a seat in your life. And we saw last time that getting a seat in the church means more than just a place to sit down. It means giving them a place in the church. Giving them a place a place in this family. When a visitor comes in, we give them a place.
God wants lowly people to come into his church and to be given a place rather than to be pushed to the side or ignored or neglected. What is your role in that? Imagine Jesus sent a letter to your church that said, I will be watching you next Sunday, and I want the church to be twice as welcoming and honoring to the people I've chosen next Sunday as you normally are. If we got a letter from Jesus like that, what would you personally do differently next Sunday at church? And extend the principle beyond the church. God wants lowly people, the kind of people he has chosen to be rich in faith, he wants them to be given a place. Ask yourself this, is there a place in your life that should be extended to some lowly people? Maybe in really big ways, befriend them or invite them into your home, maybe to live with you or whatever. Or maybe in small ways, just giving them your time and attention for a few moments. Be on the lookout today for opportunities like that.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, download our free Food for Your Soul mobile app. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.